Burton, if you would like to go lay down for a while, I'm sure the commission would understand, or at least to take a big long drink of that bottle of water you've got there, so. Our next item is conditional use 1705, the Commonwealth Group.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there's...
Mr. Johnson, before you, there was a question raised by the commission as to the response from the PLUS process, so I'll pass that down. Short, I'll read it just for the record. It was received yesterday, written on July 9th, received yesterday. States attached to the copy of the letter received from Landmark Engineering regarding their response to the state agency comments received through the preliminary land use service, which is PLUS for the King's Farm Industrial Park project. I've also attached a copy of our original comments on these projects dated August 23rd, 2006. As noted in our original letter, this project is located within a level two area according to the strategies for state policies and spending and within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Our office has no objections to the proposed development of this project in accordance with the relevant county codes and ordinances. The Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Program has noted that the developer has used a private contractor for the rare and threatened and or endangered species letter. And the contractor issued a report stating that no RTEs, which is rare and threatened and endangered species, are present on site. The National Heritage Program would appreciate a copy of that report for their files. Also, the Natural Heritage Program has extensive knowledge of the flora and fauna of the state and would be glad to assist the developer with any additional information. In addition, DENREC has determined a clearing forest at this site could have local effects. Each forest stand is unique in landscape context, species diversity, soil characteristics, hydrology, and topography. DENREC continues to ask that the developer reserve as much forested land as possible to minimize the impacts to the area. State understands that the county regulation requiring a 25-foot buffer from, and we appreciate the developer including a 50-foot buffer. It is DENREC's opinion that a 100-foot buffer provides better protection for the wetlands and water quality in the area and respectfully ask that the developer consider increasing the buffer to 100 feet. And that's signed Constance Holland.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that Mr. Burton did such a fine job in the other six motions, I'm going to ask him to read mine.
I believe Mr. Burton was going to respectfully decline your invitation, sir, but...
Well, however, with that in mind, sir, I'll proceed. I know this particular project has had some discussion in terms of the appropriateness of conditional use versus light industrial, and given the stipulations and conditions that we can place on this project as a conditional use, I think it's better served to be viewed as a conditional use. And, sir, with that in mind, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1705 for the Commonwealth Group for a combination of up to four warehouses totaling 316,850 square feet, up to 19 contractor condominiums totaling 170,000 square feet, and up to six mini storage buildings totaling 54,000 square feet, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed project is located in a development district according to the county's 2002 land use plan and within an investment level two area according to the 2004 strategies for state policies and spending. Two, the property is adjacent to the Sussex County Airport and will allow for the expansion of businesses currently located at the airport and for other future businesses. Three, the proposed project is consistent with the economic development element of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. This project will promote Sussex County's economic and employment base while also promoting growth of the Sussex County Airport's Industrial Park. Four, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. And I will note there are 24 others. One, due to the size of the project and the various proposed uses, the project is to be divided into at least four phases, subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. For example, phase one might consist of the proposed warehouse number one, adjoining parking areas, and entrance to the Sussex County Airport. Each phase shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Two, the applicant will construct a minimum 50-foot landscape buffer, which could include an earth berm and with mixed plantings to include trees with a minimum height of 5 feet. The landscape buffer will be required along the frontage of Truck Route 9 to screen a project from the nearby neighbors and Truck Route 9. The landscape buffer is to be provided within 1 year of the first building permit and shall be shown on the final site plan. The project is to be served by public water and sewer. Four, stormwater management ponds should be designed as dry ponds to discourage nuisance waterfowl and per FAA and the county engineer's recommendations. Five, the issue of jurisdictional wetlands needs to be determined, especially in the southwestern corner adjacent to the airport and the vicinity of the proposed warehouse number one and its accompanying large parking lot. Six, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be so screened that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or Truck Route 9. Any lighting installed on the property shall comply with FAA regulations. Seven, there shall be no outside storage of building materials or other construction materials except for the materials required for the proposed buildings. There shall be no outside storage of boats or RVs. Eight, there shall be no filling or disturbance of any wetlands. A 50-foot minimum buffer is to be maintained from the edge of all wetlands. No structures or infrastructures are to be built within this buffer zone. Nine, the traffic impact study is to be completed and submitted as part of the record before final approval of the project is requested. 10, the proposed contractor building number four should be removed or relocated. Parking shall not back onto any entrance road or drive aisle. 11, there shall be no more than one lighted sign, not to exceed 32 square feet on each side. 12, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street and parking design requirements. 13, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determinations. 14, for safe vehicular travel, improvements should be made to the intersection of Springfield Road and Truck Route 9 due to the potential impact on local traffic. 15, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project will utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. 16, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed buffer, including the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. 17, the developer shall preserve as much of the forest as possible to minimize the impact to the area. The 17 and a half acres of forest preservation proposed by the developer shall be shown on the final site plan and placed in permanent conservation easement along with the wetlands. 18, the developer shall furnish a copy of the rare and threatened or endangered species study and report conducted by JCM Environmental to the Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Program and to further cooperate with DENREC as it pertains to rare and threatened or endangered species. 19, street names and addressing shall be approved by the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. 20, no site preparation, site disturbance, site excavation shall be commenced until all permits required by all other laws, ordinances, rules, and regulations shall have been issued and the final site plan is recorded. 21, no more than four warehouses totaling 316,850 square feet, 19 contractor condominiums totaling 170,000 square feet, and 6 mini storage buildings totaling 54,000 square feet shall be constructed on the site. 22, the location of the runway protection zone established by Sussex County shall be shown on the final site plan. 23, the applicant shall execute an airport nuisance and non-suit covenant in favor of Sussex County. 24, the final site plan, including the above stipulations, shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Sir?
Yes, sir.
On number two, just to point out that you're creating a 50-foot landscape buffer along the entire frontage. There will be two entrances, or there are two entrances proposed to exit out that through that berm.
Right.
So we don't want, it sounds like you're just taking the whole frontage and blocking it out.
Except for the two entrances. Would you measure motion accordingly?
But they might only give them one by the time they get done.
That's right. True. Except for access to the public highway.
Yeah. Good.
Fair enough. I have a question also. On number 14, I don't think we have the ability to require them to do anything in regard to the roadway, do we? And that between them and Delta?
That could probably be a recommendation. You know, I would agree with that, because to say safe vehicular travel improvement should be made to the intersection.
Maybe just say ask that consideration be given to improving the safe vehicular travel at that intersection. But I don't know what else we could do. We can't require them to do anything. So.
Fine by me.
Right.
Do you want to strike it?
I'd say, might as well. Probably, because
I want DelDOT to think about that intersection.
Well, we did that once before, and it was suggested. The wording was used. It was suggested.
Okay. Well, we can make a suggestion. Sure. Okay. We can suggest.
I have another question too. Let me get that. It is suggested that for safer. Is that right, Vince?
Mm-hmm.
On number 21, it's a what if question. You're being specific about the square footages, and what if the marketing this features of time provide that they might not do 19 contractor storages at that square foot, and they might want to put another big box warehouse in there.
Then they're going to have to come back to us and request approval.
Well, I mean, do you want...
They apply...
Right, I'm saying, are you talking about through the public hearing process or back to a site plan process?
Through a site plan.
We should add that. That's what I'm saying. We do that with some of the multifamily projects or the RPCs, whereby you get so many single family, no less than so many single family units, and they could take towns or condos and convert it to single, but not the other way around.
Well, as long as we do it at the site plan level, I think to make them go through the public hearing process again is a bit overkill. But if you want to see a revised site plan, I don't think that's...
I mean, but it should be some caveat.
Should state that.
So we got totals of 4, 19, and 6 shall be constructed on the site. And that's what they request. I'm just saying if they convert it because of marketing or no need for the mini stores because there's other so many mini stores in the area, that area just sits vacant. So if they're going to utilize the site, then it should be referenced. Unless
if you're going to utilize the site in something other than 19.
There's three things. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying it's either warehousing, condominium, contractor units, or mini storage.
So you suggest just adding a sentence to that that says if the
site plan alters.
If the building type mix is...
You could say not to exceed that square footage.
All right. That would take care of it altogether then.
Are those square footages in total?
Okay. Well, then that would...
But that wouldn't be any different than any other conditional use where they decide a change.
I agree, but this one was pretty controversial, and it'd be good to address it now. Then go in and change it, and the neighbors all saw so many mini storage units, and all of a sudden they find a big box building going up. That way they would know it could happen.
Okay, fair enough.
So what would the wording be?
Any change in the type or square footage of the buildings shall require site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Sounds like number 25.
Or you can just add it on to number
25.
Add
it on, yeah.
Any other suggestions?
Because ultimately what would happen is, like we've seen before, if it comes back in and the commission still feels like it's a major change, you can always require to go back.
Always kick it back then, yeah. But let's look at it first before we just decide to send them back to the Indians. So.
On the first question I asked about number two, we didn't get an answer on really how we change that. We made reference to the entrances, but how did you want to word that, Ben? Best way to word it? Just acknowledge. It's acknowledged.
Well, I mean, I think that you don't need to change it really, because it's along the frontage of Route 9, and so that's going to be everywhere but where the entrances are. So.
Yeah, but the argument would be that because the opposition requested that the access be from Baltimore Avenue within the industrial park.
Okay.
It sounds like you're putting a berm all the way across the front.
Except where highway entrances are approved.
By DelDOT.
Except where highway.
After the first sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way the contractors don't all have to own Hummers.
Well, yeah.
So it would be in addition, and the first sentence would end it, except where entrances are approved through DelDOT.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Makes it pretty clear.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion with the amendments.
Okay. We have a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1705, the Commonwealth Group, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries 4-1.